Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't say.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Wednesday edition of program. I'm Nate Hodges alongside a woohooing Houston Kress. New Alex on the board today. Davey's out.
Good. You can stay out. I'm just kidding. He's taking a personal day. He works so hard on the show.
Yeah, he needs a day off.
It is funny, the first day that you're telling him, hey, be early from now on, he says, no, not only am I not going to be early or on time or late, I'm just not coming in at all.
Not coming in. Sad.
Very typical of Dave. Sorry. I'm a little tired. I was up late watching Tennessee score all those runs.
Thought the game started at 4:30.
Yeah, it's a baseball game, though. It goes pretty long. Goes pretty deep into the night. 21-1.
When you score 21, it does take a
minute. Does take some time.
Yeah.
Not exactly what you would call a pitcher's duel.
Good. 16 Vols dominate the Golden Lions. The headline, UT Sports.
Arkansas Pine Bluff. Arkansas Golden Pine. Lions.
Are they an SEC caliber team? Tony V, give us that little...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. Doesn't appear to be an SEC squad. Tennessee, 21 runs on 16 hits.
It's like we beat Arkansas 21... I mean, shoot. Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Only gave up 4 hits.
21-1.
This game was 1-1 after 2 innings.
They were in it. They're playing again today, right? 4:30 again, I believe.
Yep. Tennessee with 11 runs in the 8th inning. Not bad.
You know, they usually call it a crooked number, but 11, two straight numbers, that's even better.
What? Sorry, I don't know that term.
I don't know an expression in baseball. They're like, yeah, we need to put some crooked numbers up there, you know, meaning like twos and threes.
Fours, fives.
Yeah. Not just zeros and ones. And
so, 11, though.
But 11
two straight
is like,
yeah, parallel.
It's like too many for the expression. We'll take it.
That means you're doing something right.
Yeah, 11 runs in an inning. All right.
Well, there's the good news.
Is there bad news?
Man, the Tiger Woods news from yesterday is just insane.
Sorry, I was thinking Tennessee. Yeah, today, 4:30 again, Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Should be another beautiful day here in East Tennessee.
I'll be there.
Watch ESPN app. You going to be there?
Yep.
Reporting live.
Hopefully I get in. My ball card has not been working.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to call someone about that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, with my practicum, apparently I have no access to the programs and services of UT, so I can't use the T-Rex, and I can't participate in intramurals.
Oh, they better give you your fee back.
Oh, apparently I didn't pay the fee, even though I paid full tuition.
You got to pay the fee. You got to pay the toll.
Yeah, it's $590, so cannot afford that at the moment.
Not with that attitude.
Taking too many of those Davey Hudson gambling picks lately.
Well, I'm down, so that's on Davey.
It's true. Every time he rides with Dave, he loses.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying.
That's not true. I'd say.
You've lost probably more than you've won with him.
I disagree.
Okay. Well, then stop complaining so much about it.
It's your own picks that are costing you, huh? A
little bit.
All right.
Those parlays last week where I kept losing by one leg and kept betting them.
Davey told you, parlays are for suckers. Unless it's the same game parlay with insurance through the good people at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Correct. So I didn't see the injuries until now.
The Tiger Woods injuries?
Mm-hmm.
Compound fracture?
I don't think it was compound. No. It was comminuted open fractures, which means the bone broke in three or more places. On both the upper and lower portions of the tibia. And do you say fibia or fibula?
Fibula.
Okay. Just curious. Some people say tibia fibia, and I'm like, I don't think that's right. No. It was a test there. Let's see.
Testing my intelligence.
Right. They were stabilized by inserting a rod into the tibia.
First Lady of Knoxville would have a fan run.
She would have probably divorced you.
Fox Sports Knoxville would not be happy if I
No, that'd be bad. Jeez. Dang it. That's a bummer.
She's gonna love
I just wanted to play golf again.
She's going to love how I accidentally called her the First Lady of Knoxville. Just the whole place.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell her she's not. Promise you that.
Smart move on your part.
She could be whatever she wants to be.
So, one of the first reporters said there like was, or he got the information, I guess, from the
local authorities.
You know, yeah, from the Highway Patrol, I believe it was. That there were like little to no skid marks. So I think he like fell asleep. I mean, basically, like he said, like, you know, something just happened without him seeing it coming.
That's what he said.
That's what the reporter said. If there's no skid marks, like it, you know.
Obviously, yeah. Not like he lost control, swerved back, right. Hit the brakes, and then.
The accident basically started without warning. So either fell asleep, I guess, or, you know.
Like you said, might be on his phone.
On your
reach
phone,
for the phone.
You reach for something, and then you're just off. I mean, it's like off the cliff.
It was a steep hill, yeah.
You saw where it was, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right
car
now.
On the side of the hill.
Yikes. Long recovery ahead for Tiger Woods. Man.
Yeah, in case you missed it, Tiger Woods had a car accident yesterday. A bad one. Single vehicle off the side of a big embankment. Car was all messed up. They had to use the jaws of life to get him out. The latest, correct me if you heard more, but, you know, pretty obviously significant injuries, but non-life threatening is what the last thing I kind of heard on that front.
Yeah, apparently he's awake and alert in the hospital following the surgery. That's just, man, that guy's been through a lot. I mean, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the documentary that HBO put out?
I haven't yet. There was a documentary a while back. Or maybe it was the, was it a Sports Illustrated, like, 10-page article? Or maybe it was ESPN the magazine. It did not paint Tiger Woods in the greatest light, and I've heard that this documentary kind of goes after him pretty hard for stuff he does in his personal life and kind of who he is, so I didn't really want to see that. I mean, I'm going to eventually watch it. I don't know.
Part one goes after his dad and kind of shows what it was like with his upbringing, and then part two, it does go after him as to what he did in his personal life, but also it kind of gives, with the way in which you see part one, you kind of see like how
why
part
he
two
became. Yeah. No, that makes sense. But no, I haven't seen it. I do want to watch it. I don't know. Once I read some of the reviews, I was like, I need to wait, because I was kind of gearing up for golf to start soon. And I mean, I watch golf, but I always watch if Tiger's playing. If I can watch it, I'm going to watch Tiger play golf. So this is just a bummer, because obviously it doesn't appear he's going to be playing for at least the next year. And as a golf fan, that just stinks.
Are you talking about the, when you said the SI article, the one that came out like a few years ago?
Yeah. Oh, it was okay. A while back.
I remember that. Where he trained with the Seals or whoever.
And it talked about some other thing, you know, like he shot on the range with a bunch of guys and like didn't pay for any of the use of the gun or the ammo. He's apparently notoriously like the worst tipper in sports.
Yeah. He shot up all their ammo. Then they all go to lunch, and then
he didn't buy them lunch. He didn't pay for any of the ammo.
Yeah, he didn't offer to do anything.
He was just like, "Thanks for having me, guys." And it was like, oh, "Okay, you know, you could have bought lunch." But yeah. Garrison tweets in, says the HBO documentary is a hit piece. Don't watch it if you're a Tiger fan, because it'll borderline make you angry at HBO. Okay. Well, I'll have to go into it with a good headspace and give it some time. I bet that thing will skyrocket this week. Everybody's going to be watching it.
Yeah, the biggest thing the funniest thing I thought out of that SI kind of feature piece was that, at least for me and a lot of guys, I think between my age to your age, you're pretty close. We all kind of think Tiger Woods is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
But in reality,
growing up, I was like, that's the coolest person in the world. Yeah. Like the red shirt with the black pants on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like he just, I mean, I bought Nike golf clubs because Tiger played with Nike golf clubs. Like no one used Nike golf clubs until Tiger Woods started wearing Nike and playing with Nike. Like he basically launched Nike golf.
Yeah.
By himself.
But when you actually kind of get behind the scenes, he's just
kind of a dork. Yeah. Kind of a nerd. Yeah. Kind of a...
And very awkward socially, they said.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember when Peyton was playing in the Super Bowl? I think it was against... I thought it was the Super Bowl. He throws a touchdown and walks off, and Tiger's, like, on the sideline, because they're apparently friends. Mm-hmm. And Tiger, like, goes out to fist bump him, but Peyton's just in the zone, like, walking to the... You know, going to the bench, going to get the next series underway already, like, in his head or whatever. And Tiger just kind of, like, awkwardly, like, back taps him and half hugs him, and I'm sure Peyton didn't even see him. He was just beeline to the bench. But yeah, he looked really awkward there. And just some other stories that you hear, you're kind of like, huh, okay.
It's kind of like...
He's always so composed in interviews and stuff, though. You know, he's very... He always seems cool.
Well, it's like a lot of genius. In his element, he owns it. Yeah. Right? On the course, in the interview, Tiger's Tiger. Other places, other areas of life, complete just mess.
But you watched the match with him and Peyton and Brady and Mickelson, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought he was pretty... He came off very likable in that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think they all did. I was actually surprised at how much I liked Tom Brady after that, and then he goes to Tampa, and as I've said, he was more likable this year than any other year before.
He wins a daggum.
Yeah, he wins another one, yeah. It kind of stinks. Good for him. Ah, I would have been more mad if it had been another one at... with the Patriots, right? I mean, at least he got one for the Bucks.
Oh, I guess we'll... this is a good time to point out Davy Hudson really blew that take.
Oh, the system quarterback thing?
Yeah.
Well, he just took the same system, and it's working there. So, I mean, I actually agree with Dave.
That the Patriots' way is why Tom Brady was so good.
Well, he brought a bunch of Patriots with him, and they implemented it. Actually, there was apparently like a anonymous Hall of Fame ballot poll question and said who's the greatest modern quarterback, and a lot of people more than said Brady said Manning. Said he was the most difficult to prepare for because of, you know, his genius. Brady, not so much the game planner that Peyton was, but again, the short throws system stuff, and then you get him with Bruce Arians and he hits a couple deep shots and it works out. Still a big Peyton fan. Sorry.
Well, there's the famous story of Ed Reed. Peyton threw a touchdown over the top on Ed Reed, and Ed Reed went up to Peyton I think it was after the game, and said, how did you know I was going into this specific coverage? And Peyton goes, oh, the way you turned your hips.
Like what? So I'm sure, I mean, it's Ed Reed. Every quarterback probably watches Ed Reed on the snap when Ed Reed's on the field. But the way he turned his, like, that is just like an insane amount of detail and study. Wow. Oh, it was the way you tied your shoe right before the play. Yeah. Dead giveaway. You sniffed twice. Fascinating. Fascinating. Big basketball game tonight.
Yeah, we got that on deck. It's game day edition of the program.
Game day two times, really.
At
9.
Nine, really?
9 o'clock.
I guess they are Central.
Yeah, time, they right? are. 9 o'clock Central at Vanderbilt.
They still got the benches.
Oh, yeah.
Even with COVID, they couldn't move those over, spread them out a little more.
Why would you want to?
Make it normal.
Nothing's normal in Memorial Gym.
You're right. You're right.
That is the most obnoxious place I've ever been.
It's going to be a thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Always is. Has there been an update on the Score app regarding Josiah Jordan James?
I'll have to get Alex to weigh in on that. Score app. JJJ, see what it's
still
it,
GTD
reading the future anymore. If it says he's out, oh man,
I don't know. If it says he's out, I'm probably going to believe them.
You think so?
Well, they got it right last time.
Yeah,
GTD.
Okay, that's what I figured.
All right. Well, does it matter to you? Should it matter if he plays?
It should
or doesn't.
We should take care of business.
Not against Vanderbilt.
I would hope not.
We should put it on him. I mean, don't you think we're going to, like, come out with
hair on
fire? Trying too hard, if anything?
Yes.
I mean, after that last performance against Kentucky, surely Tennessee comes out with a whole new just effort level.
Do you want to know the betting line according to FanDuel Sportsbook?
I do.
Do you want to guess?
Tennessee, 4.5.
7.
Okay.
4.5?
I was going to say 7.
No, you can't say that after I've already said it. Like, you got to pipe it in there real quick. You can't then just say, oh, I was going to give the right answer.
Fine. I was going to say 7.5.
Okay. So you lied. You can't lie to the people. I'm the people. Nate's the people. The people are the people. Can't lie to the people. Tennessee, I thought it'd be a little bigger.
Really?
Well, but they're playing a little better. Yeah, we got some injuries and some
illness.
They've only
lost Alabama and Kentucky by about that, and they're at home. And we're
four
struggling.
Each to those two.
And Triple J is GTD. So I just
not
I
good.
No, I didn't. It was just 7.
7.
I would not touch this game with a 10-foot pole.
Really?
I got nothing. It's 7.
I feel like. But we beat them by the first time.
If I bet Tennessee at 7, we will guaranteed win by 6.
Well, I take a victory, so why don't you go ahead and do that?
All right.
The only Tennessee bet I've won this season was the under in the Tennessee-Mississippi State game.
I won quite a few in the beginning of the year when we were scoring way more than anybody thought we would, and hitting the over and the covers. Lately, it's been tough. Tennessee beat Vanderbilt 81-61. In the first meeting. So from a 20-point victory to a 7-point favorite. I know we're on the road tonight, obviously, but still. We get no respect. Mm-hmm. We earn no respect lately.
That's right.
So it's really our own fault.
You can't trust us.
No. I've been saying that for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
And then I start to trust them because I'm an idiot. And then they lose to Kentucky and balls of flaming glory. Huh. Interesting. Vanderbilt, 2-10 in conference.
Got to take 2-10. Got to just whoop
they're
their
not,
ass.
They're not good.
2 is better than 0.
Well, they're the worst team in the league. I'll give you that it's better than 0. But they're better than nobody else. Let's see. They're scoring 73.7 a game and giving up 73.8 a game. If that tells you anything. Scottie Pippen Jr., averaging 20.5 points per game.
Yeah, he's been playing really well recently.
Has he been on a little hot streak? Mm-hmm. I feel like he did not do much against us in the first game, but I feel like he had a game last year where he just – he went off.
I know a couple games ago when they played Mississippi State and blew him out, he dropped, I want to say, 26-27.
He had 18 in that game. He had 24 at Alabama.
Yeah, that's it.
Bama. And then 21 in a loss to Kentucky. So in his last five games, he's gone 12-12, 18-21, 24. Can we keep him under 25? Can we stop this stair step to the 30 mark?
We do have kind of a scary history of allowing people to just completely blow up against us.
Yeah, but typically they do that when they come to Thompson Bowling Arena.
Which makes no sense.
I was reliving the Jody Meeks game the other day.
Uh-huh. What a throwback.
I mean, talk about like the worst player to have the most dominant game. He's up there. He's up there.
He had an NBA career.
I know. I'm just saying he wasn't, you know, it wasn't like LeBron or Carmelo or somebody. Like, it was Jody Meeks. And he dropped, what was it, like 54? Mm. He was 10 of 15 from three. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He went like 13 for 13 from the free throw line. I don't think I ever remember hearing his name before that performance. Yeah, let's not have Scottie Pippen Jr. Like, see, it's Scottie Pippen Jr. Like, if he does it, at least, like, oh, yeah, Scottie Pippen Jr., Jody Meeks. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I am, you know, advocating that we let Scottie Pippen Jr. go crazy tonight. But at least it wouldn't look as bad long, like, 10 years from now, you say, oh, Scottie Pippen's son scored 50? Wow. Is good, Rick, good genes.
Is Rick Barnes just a let-them-get-theirs type of defensive coach? Like, we're not going to change what we do, just... The guy scores 30, that's fine. Make sure everybody else scores 4.
I don't know. I mean, only if it's John Petty. Lately, it feels like he's the only one that really just kills us. Oh, well, and, you know, like Smart for LSU. He always does that.
Mm-hmm.
Javonte Smart.
Yeah, Javonte.
He's good. We can't stay in front of him. Basket, yeah. No. Yeah.
I'll have to dive into Vanderbilt. They got guys like that. Oh, I can't even remember their team.
I remember being very underwhelmed.
Yeah.
But
Jerry Stackhouse, he's rallying the troops.
Yeah, he's doing the thing that coaches do where they say the fan base, you know, the team's playing poorly, so they blame the fan base for being negative.
It's the fans' fault.
Yeah. Butch Jones did that. The Pruitt team did that this past year. You had players tweeting out, oh, the fans don't support us. Like, it's the whole thing. It's the backed into a corner, I don't want to get fired, so rally the team against the fan base. It's always a great plan.
Yeah.
It's a good way to keep your job very long term. Rally the team against the fans and vice versa.
It's what the Knicks have done.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, our own fans tell the owner that he sucks to sell the team and that guy gets banned from the arena.
There
you go. It's his fault.
How dare you have an opinion?
Well, Alex, you picked the right hat this morning, I guess.
Just do it. Just beat Vandy.
There you go.
Amen.
Sounds good. Amen. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. Wednesday edition, Game Day edition. It's 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. If you want to weigh in on the program, 865-546-8200 on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. I've been reading about this Tiger documentary that I haven't watched yet. HBO.
You're going to spoil it.
Nah.
Okay.
It's a documentary. I mean, we know what happens. Some good, some bad.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Matt, you're on 3 and Out. What's up?
Don't watch it.
Why not?
It'll make you think a little bit less of Tiger. And it's not that I do. It's just you watch it and you're like, oh, man, come on, Tiger. You know, it's like he's kind of a D-bag, but I don't know, man. It's Tiger Woods. I pull for the guy. I love his golf. I don't really try to look at his personal life. But it's hard when you watch that. You're like, man, God, man. Him, his dad was kind of a D-bag. It's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, Earl Woods has a lot of Joe Jackson. Right? Wasn't that Michael Jackson's dad's name, Joe?
Yeah. Well, and Tiger, I think Tiger, you know, there's a part in, you haven't seen it, I won't say anything. If you watch it, we'll discuss it. There's a part there. I think Tiger, if you really watch this and you dive into his life and stuff, it's like Tiger has a lot of self-confidence issues, and that's not on the golf course, that's in life. I think, like, his appearance and, like, who he's around, and he just, you know, it kind of translates in the documentary. You can see it. But speaking of Tiger, I mean, can we just talk about that?
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks, dude. I hope he's all right, but, I mean, from what they're talking about, I mean, two compound fractures, I think, pretty major surgeries on his legs. I mean, you know, I know if anybody could come back from surgeries and play top-notch golf, it's Tiger, but, you know, the important thing now is that he's okay, but I just wonder if you're, you know, for witnessing just him not playing anymore, you know?
Yeah. Apparently it was really bad on one leg and obviously not good on the other. With all he's been through, I mean, the back stuff, the knees, the hip, like, I just at surface level after reading this story, it feels like we're probably done watching Tiger Woods play, you know, big-time golf. I'd love to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. This feels very tough at his age to be able to come back from this.
Yeah, I mean, what is he, 44?
I am not sure.
I mean, I can tell you guys from experience, when you get 40-plus, recovery time is it takes longer, man.
He's 45, Matt, 45.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. It sucks all around because I was wanting him to break Jack Nicklaus's record, and just witnessing what Tiger and the whole story in itself. I mean, his whole comeback and everything is just kind of part of his. That's what part of makes Tiger. That's what makes you want to pull for the guy. You know, he's human. He screws up, but this stuff right here, you hate seeing because you know it's just it is a weird issue, the situation. I mean, no tire tracks, no tread marks for hitting the brakes. I mean, I was, you know, they said they don't think anything was in his system. I mean, I wonder if he fell asleep at the wheel, if he was out all night, or if he just literally just slid off the road and wrecked. I mean, either way, it sucks, you know?
Yeah, what time of day did the accident occur, Matt? Did they say that?
Like 7:12, I think, exactly. That's in the morning, 7:12 a.m. on the Pacific Coast, you know? And it's a windy road. I mean, this road that it happened on in Palos Verde or wherever this is in California, it's known for wrecks. Like, it's downhill, it's real windy.
Yeah, they said there's people a sign right before where it's like runaway vehicle danger on that specific, like that exact part. Like, you come over a blind hill, and if you're not paying attention, or obviously if you fell asleep, like, you're in a bad place.
Yeah, but I would, they said when they talked to him, he was cognizant. You know, he didn't seem like he was on anything. I mean, it could have been just where he just, who knows, he reached down and just went off the road and went off the embankment, you know. But I don't know, man, it just sucks. I mean, I'm not trying to make it all about golf, but, you know, like I said, the important thing is his health and safety, obviously. But I just hope, I was wanting him to beat that. I know this sounds selfish, but you guys get what I'm trying to say, right? I wanted him to be healthy, and I was really pulling for Tiger, this comeback, to just keep lasting, you know, for his golf.
Absolutely.
For him to just, you know. That's what makes you like Tiger. And maybe he'll come back from this, dude. I mean, if anybody can do it, it's freaking Tiger, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's a warrior. I'm sure he's going to do everything he can to get back. And I don't know, it stinks that it's coming at this time because I feel like he's had a very transformative last couple of years. You know, like doing the match with Peyton, Phil, and Brady, and then recently playing that tournament with his son. It's like he's trying to start over, trying to be like a different version of himself that in many ways I think is a lot better. And I think a lot of people who maybe were out on him for a little bit are starting to see, oh yeah, he's, you know, he's a good dad and he's got a good personality and he's also really determined and good at golf. And now this, it just comes at a really sad time.
Yeah it does. I mean, I'll tell you this, if you watch that documentary, you're gonna feel for his wife. That's who got the brunt of this whole thing. That's who you should feel bad for. Are we going to win? This game tonight seems like one of those games where we win by 30.
Ooh, I love that. I just, I'm going to go back to what I said a couple weeks ago. You can't trust this team.
Don't make a big prediction, Chris. Don't do it again.
I didn't. What are you talking about? That's Matt's the one making the big prediction. Tennessee by 30.
I think it's a 20-plus win. I think Tennessee comes out and literally just has one of those games where they dominate. Now, next game, we'll probably lose by 15 or 20. I think this team's just a, you know. But I bet you after Barnes got a hold of them, they come out with a sense of urgency this game. At least I hope they. If they don't, pretty troubling.
I mean, that's what Nate said to start. Like, they're going to come out probably trying a little too hard. But I do think they're going to come out with energy. I mean, they got their tail whipped Saturday. I just hope Barnes didn't run them too much in practice. He's notorious.
Guys, I'll send you some pictures. I'm leaving this afternoon for Harbortown.
Oh. Send them.
Don't be jealous.
I'm already jealous.
All right. Talk to y'all Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Be good, Matt. Be safe. Hit them straight. Harbortown. That's a good getaway. Right as this warm weather comes in, too? Ooh. Going to be 70 today in our fine mountain town. Good baseball weather for you, Alex. Go watch the Vols play tonight.
If I get in.
A lot of people yesterday were watching from the hill on the football complex side. So you got that. You can just sit on that hill and watch the game for free. Or you could probably buy like a $5 ticket, I'd imagine.
Yeah, paying is not an option.
Yeah, that broke, huh?
Just sneak in. Just wear like a Tennessee polo and walk around like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Walk with a purpose. Maybe have like a fake tag.
Maybe get a rake. Like you're part of the ground screw.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that little back way you can go in. Yeah. If you get there early enough, you could probably just walk right in.
Right.
I don't advocate that, but
it's gonna be funny though when he sits down there on the first row over on the kind of the you know, the third base side where all the equipment's behind there, and then
might get some TV time.
The inning break hits, and they're like, "Hey, you're taking care of the mound, right?"
I can take care of the mound.
I don't know.
He does. You know, he's got baseball experience. He knows what he's doing.
In the mound, the only thing that's still dirt over there. And they turf the whole field.
No, they got.
Yeah, they
dirt.
Turfed the whole field.
But they got dirt.
Yeah, they got dirt. But
they got dirt on the base
pad. It's not really too much to maintain.
No, you just have a couple guys drag those rakes on it.
Do they have dirt on the base paths?
What would it be?
They turf the whole field.
They have dirt, but it's like
synthetic.
Yeah,
yeah, like the rubber pellets or whatever. You still got to rake it and get it in shape and stuff.
Yeah, because when guys slide, like there's no stain on their pants whatsoever.
See, that's nice, saving on laundry.
I was over there last year. I can't. I was watching their little fall scrimmage. I can't picture it though. I mean, I can picture the turf in the outfield, but. No, I think the mound's the only actual dirt on the whole thing anymore.
I'm saying they still got something. Like, what is that? It's brown. Yeah. It might be artificial, but you got to keep it in check. Still requires some maintenance.
Let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. We got Garrison up next. What's up, buddy? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, boys. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. How about you?
Not too bad. Just got off work. So a couple of things that you guys mentioned earlier about Tiger is actually covered in that HBO documentary about how he's kind of socially awkward. And also, I think it was Nate that said about how good he is with, like, the media and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about that because whenever Nike first signed him, they had to send him through, like, rigorous media, like, school, basically, like, on training on how to deal with certain situations involving the media.
So, really?
I think, yeah, they touch on all that.
They talk about that in part one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All the way from the time he's a little kid to how his father, Earl, brought him up and just basically made him a cyborg for golf. But anyways, that explains all that. But, yeah, I tweeted that earlier about the hit piece because, in my opinion, it just seemed like the timing was poor given how he had this long, grueling ordeal the past decade with his personal demons and whatnot. And he fought back to win the Masters in 2019. And you know, he just kind of built himself back up, and then they release this. It just kind of reveals all the personal issues. And I don't know. I wasn't a fan of it, personally, because like you, I kind of look at him as like, wow, that dude is he's a hero. And then it just seems like they kind of go out of their way to try to tear down his legacy and maybe, I won't say like put the woke culture spin on it, but you kind of get that impression a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as tonight, I think we handle Vanderbilt. I heard you guys talking about it earlier as far as like whether you thought the 7-point line or whatever was gonna.
I thought it would be more, but I'm also at this point, nothing really surprises me with this team.
Right. And since Davey's out, I'll just give you my quick take. I actually didn't like that 7-point line either, so I actually put them in a teaser with Bama because Bama's playing at Arkansas, and Bama's a 1-point favorite.
Ooh.
So I just bought the points and took Tennessee -3 and Bama +3. And I feel like that was a good 1-2 call.
Oh, that's a good – I feel like you're very safe there.
I felt secure with both of those games, so –
Bama, but only a 1-point favorite against Arkansas?
Arkansas's hot.
May have to ride with Garrison.
the Garrison can't lose parlay.
Does he have winners?
Well, I've been telling Davey on hockey. The basketball's been mine. It's been so-so. So.
Fair enough.
Wager at your own peril. Don't DM me if you lose.
Yeah, just DM Davey if you lose. Even if it's not his bet, just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. Even if I tell Davey on hockey and I have an NBA one that misses, I'm like, Davey, what are you doing? So
it's the way to do it.
But you guys have a good day. Go Vols. Let's get a big win tonight.
Thanks for the
Appreciate
call,
Garrison. Blame Davey. I love it when he's not here. You just take shot after shot.
Yeah. This is awesome. Should do this once a week.
And you'll ask him when he comes in maybe tomorrow, be like, Davey, did you hear the show?
He'll say no.
What?
No.
What?
Huh? What?
Final segment, hour number one.
Man, did you know this song when you picked it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Just says Brainiac.
Chevelle. Big Chevelle guy, Hodges?
Huge.
Yep.
Sawyer says, we should have told Garrison, you never tease a favorite to an underdog.
Ultimate curse.
Mm. And teasing college basketball is just dangerous in general.
Yeah, but it makes the games more interesting. That's what they say.
One of the Stripes says they can only get 250 fans in games in Southwest Virginia. And in Gate City, fans are parking in a bank in a church parking lot overlooking the field to watch the games. Goodness gracious.
For an outdoor sporting event. All right. Make it make sense. We just scrolling Twitter over there?
Yeah, the Tiger reaction is... it's hard. He's in the news because the car accident. I mean, his personal life's a mess, but it just feels wrong to make fun of his personal life when he's in the hospital.
You know? No, I agree. Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's completely fair to make fun of his personal life issues when he's, when he's fine playing golf and doing his thing, but...
Yeah, but that's like what people know about. So anytime people who don't follow him, in his golf career, this happens, and he's the guy that did all those things.
I mean, to be fair, there's lots of other guys that famous that aren't that.
No, his just went public.
Gnarly. I mean,
well, there's a lot of guys that are that famous that
they keep it under wraps somehow.
He did for a long time.
He did. I don't know.
And then. Somebody, wife found out and things went sideways.
Yeah, the wife took the brunt of it, according to Matt, who's watched the documentary. I don't know.
Well, just of him being kind of a awkward dude, weird person.
Yeah, somebody sent us when Howard Stern had the beauty pageant between his different mistresses. Now he was with one like a couple months after he was married.
Mm.
And she even asked him, how's the wife? And he just said, good.
Strange.
Yeah.
Strange way to live.
Right.
IMO.
I did pull up the total major championships in golf. I mean, I knew the top two, Jack Nicklaus at 18, Tiger Woods at 15. I was just curious. I could not remember at all who the closest active golfer was to that list because Matt was saying, like, I really wanted Tiger to challenge for the record, beat the record, at least get to see him push for it. Unless I'm crazy and just missed anybody here, do you know who it is? I mean, it's a very popular guy.
Mickelson?
It is Mickelson with 5.
Hmm.
according to this website I'm on, which just is crazy to me.
Do you know the leader for most career wins on the PGA Tour?
Tiger? I don't know.
He's tied with Sam Snead at 82.
Oh, career. He was tied?
Mm-hmm. And Jack Nicklaus, 73.
Okay.
The next active player on the list is ninth, Phil Mickelson, 44.
Wow. Rory, Koepka each have four. That's it. I mean, it's just not even... I mean, you see why it was such a thing. Because, I mean, all these other guys between, you know... I mean, Hagen's third with 11. I mean, he's mm-hmm. four behind Woods. And a lot of these guys are obviously older, much older golfers in a different era. Haven't really had another star just take over.
No, and there's been so many that people thought, you know, we're going to be, quote-unquote, the next Tiger. I mean, Rory got that. Spieth got that. Koepka got that. DeChambeau got that a little bit last year when he was just mashing the ball. And it just seems like no one else can maintain, certainly the way Tiger did, Jack did. I don't know if we'll ever see anybody play the way Tiger Woods played and just go on that dominant. I mean, they had to Tiger-proof major courses because he was just so dominant. Remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so fun to watch. Certainly in his younger years, he was a lot more energetic, but I don't know. There's just something about watching Tiger Woods swing a golf club.
One thing that was annoying yesterday to me was the, like, jump to conclusion people. Good grief. I mean, the car had basically just come to rest, and they're like, well, if he's dead, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, what? Mm. Well, he'll probably be able to come back in, like, setting timetables on his recovery. He's, like, still in the vehicle, I feel like. Why rush to – somebody was like, well – if he never walks again, at least he had this moment with his son, and they were like sharing some video from that last little tournament. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why do you need to put these guesses out there or these like worst case or best case? Like, I just, people cannot wait for anything anymore ever.
No.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know why it made me so just annoyed. It's like he had a car wreck. Let's see what happens.
Not really the good time for speculation.
Just wait. You don't know.
It was, I don't know if you felt this, and maybe it was just the aerial shot. You know, obviously it was in California. It did have like a Kobe Bryant feel, like when you first started to hear about the helicopter accident. And then it was, you know, pretty quick that they reported, obviously, he wasn't. I mean, he was seriously injured, but not catastrophically injured. But I don't know. When I first saw the pictures and the reports, I had that same like sinking feeling that I had when you got the news about Kobe Bryant.
Well, seeing the LA County Sheriff speak with that press conference, it just gave me the eerie feeling of what happened that day that Kobe died.
Just sad, though.
Yeah, it stinks.
When is the first major? You know, top of your head?
The Masters.
Is that the first one this year?
I think so. I think they're just, running it back on the normal schedule now.
So what's that, first Saturday in April? Am I crazy? Second Saturday? Okay.
This says it starts on, Masters week is the 5th to the 11th.
Okay.
So that should be the second weekend in April.
Jeez. It's like a month and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
Yeah, right around the corner, really.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be eerie now.
Apparently, Tiger had said yesterday that he might not be able to play in the Masters because of his back surgery he had.
Yeah, I saw a quote that he said, I hope to play, but... he wasn't sure. He really wanted to, obviously. So he might not have
played anyway.
Been able anyway. No. That stinks. Hmm.
man, I always thought he was going to break Jack's record.
For a while, it seemed like a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
And then he had that kind of lull for, like, what, 2 or 3 years where he just didn't play well or much after some of the knee stuff and the back stuff.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, he came back and won it. And then last year, well, last year was kind of a weird year. But, yeah, I mean, for a stretch there, it just felt like, what's he going to set the number at, you know, mm-hmm. before he retires?
Yeah.
Hopefully he can get back out there, you know, healthy.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, I mean, hopefully he can. But even if he can play golf again, like playing at that level.
No, yeah. But as Matt said, like, and I agree, like, if anyone's going to try to push back
yeah,
and get back as, you know, hard as they possibly can, I think it's going to be him. He's a determined dude.
Yeah, I mean, he won major after major through 2008 and then just kind of all fell apart. I mean, he had 2005, 6, 7, 8, he had won at least one in every year, 2 and 6, and then, you know. I don't know. Just see how all the information comes out. How bad early? I mean, they're talking about that he's got a rod put in one leg. I don't know. It's going to be a whole thing. So, anyway, wishing him a speedy recovery just on the human front.
Mm-hmm.
Golf will obviously take a big back seat. The Masters is kind of right around the corner for everyone else. And we come back, we'll dive back into Tennessee Athletics. Got a little, one of the insiders did a little interview with one of the 2022 targets Josh Heupel's been talking to. So we got that for you. And we'll break down some more Tennessee Vandy throughout the program, of course. Baseball game today as well. Stick with us. We'll kick off hour two next.